Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Rural Virginia doesn't think much of gun control, and a handful of local governments of Virginia are approving resolutions declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. Charlie Watts is a member of the Campbell County Board of Supervisors who introduced the resolution declaring his county a Second Amendment sanctuary.
We should not be infringed upon our Second Amendment rights, and whether it becomes a resistance or whether the other counties get together, that's yet to be seen.
If local governments really follow through on defying state law on guns, the resistance would obviously be challenged in the courts. It's a model Democrats used to protest the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration.
I gather some conservatives are starting to think that sanctuary cities are good for me, but not for thee.
That's Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington. He says it wasn't all that long ago that Republicans were on the campaign trail warning against the perils of sanctuary cities.
And now, the sanctuary city conversation that Republicans found so problematic is something they're employing themselves.
The politics of gun control is expected to be a key feature of the upcoming General Assembly session, when Democrats are expected to pass sweeping new gun restrictions, like closing the gun show loophole and allowing local governments the ability to implement stricter gun control measures. Michael Pope,